USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats introduced articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. Republicans, meanwhile, blocked Democrats' first effort this week to remove the president from office, a unanimous consent resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence to use the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott says this is not the way to unite the country.
I think we need to lower the rhetoric. We need to get some unity going. If Joe Biden, once it gets his administration on course, the Democrats need to start thinking about what they'd like to accomplish rather than having a vendetta against Donald Trump. So
that audio courtesy of Fox News. Snow is moving across the deep south after leaving its mark on Texas. The National Weather Service saying Austin received anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep in the new year with a MyPillow Premium Pillow. On sale right now through MyPillow.com. Standards are queens, $29.98, a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And the guarantee continues until March 1st of 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and get yourself a MyPillow Premium Pillow at the best price ever for the new year.
The United States is at 40 straight days where more than 100,000 Americans are in the hospital for COVID-19 treatment. Infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are continuing to soar, and health officials are blaming it on holiday gatherings for millions of Americans. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease expert. He tells CBS News,
these random occurrence from the leak in concert with the random movements creates an unpredictable flow. Airflow on droplets can give these droplets superpowers, make them smaller and lighter and keep them suspended in the air and potentially blow them around. And that's what we call aerosol generation.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced that he will designate Yemen-Iran-backed Houthi rebels as a foreign terrorist organization as time runs down on the Trump administration. The designation takes effect on January 19th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New details continue to come out regarding the riots last week. New details continue to come out regarding the riots last week in Washington, D.C.
U.S. Capitol Police were warned about the possibility of violence on January 6th, according to a new report. NBC News reporting Sunday that the FBI and the New York Police Department sent information to Capitol Police about the possibility of violence during protests against the certification of the Electoral College vote. According to the report, the FBI had credible information that a number of people were headed to Washington with the intent to engage in violence. That contradicts previous statements that law enforcement didn't have any indication that violence was possible. So far, more than 60 people have been arrested in connection to the riot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is also a lot of concern regarding the upcoming inauguration. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the president-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.